compete in the AFC North, you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Hey, Dog Pound. Welcome to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura joined, as always, by the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Coach, how are you?
I'm well.
Good. All right, let's talk about the Chargers game. Good things to take away from that game, certainly on the offensive side of the ball, right?
There were. I was pleased with the way we were able to move the football, especially at clutch times, drive the length of the field and down eight, be able to score, and then put the two-point conversion in to get us tied. And you just when the dust settled, we looked back over it. He ran the ball well. Thought we did some good things in the offensive line. Had a couple plays that are going to go on our clinic tape. Just how we blocked them and read them and ran them. And then in the pass game, I thought a little bit of a slow start, but then I thought once we got going, I thought Josh did some really good things. And I think our receiving group has kind of been an under the radar group of guys this year, and they're playing at a high level, and that's one of the reasons our shift in emphasis went to a little bit more three wides personnel to get our guys that are playing best on the field. And then you throw those guys in with a Gary Barnage, who I think very quietly is having an outstanding season, and mix a Duke Johnson into the pass game as well. I think we finally saw what he can do. That explains why we had the effort that we did.
What is it about Josh McCown that's allowed him to be so successful, specifically in the last six quarters?
I think it starts with his preparation. Just very professional. He comes in. He has a good understanding of the opponent already when he comes in on Wednesday, because the quarterbacks are, they all come in on the off day and spend a good amount of time in that in the quarterback room, just getting familiar with the opponent. What personnel wise, what are some of the things schematically that we're going to have to work against? And he's very, very interactive with the game plan. These are the routes I like to throw. These are the ones I'm not so sure on. And that he helps kind of pair that game plan down. And as a coordinator, you always feel good as, hey, listen, these are the things he likes in money situations. I'm going to make sure that he's throwing something that he's comfortable with. So I just think he's very confident, and I think the reason he's confident is because he's prepared.
The Browns are second in the NFL in passing yards over the last 2 weeks, something that I don't think many people would have pegged at any point during this season. And let's talk about two of the guys, Travis Benjamin, Gary Barnage. They've both already had career years four games into this season. How pleased are you with what you've gotten from your two Bs?
Very pleased. And I think it also goes back, just similar with Josh, professionalism, preparation. Both of these guys, I think, do an outstanding job, not just when they're in the building, but when they're out of the building, that preparing, studying the opponent. They come in, they have a good sense. It's a rare between the two of them to ever have a mental error. And they're dependable. They get to where they're supposed to be. And they make plays when the ball comes their way. So couldn't be more thrilled with where those two are. It's not a big surprise to us in the building, because we've all seen it since the spring, how dependable they are. But I think the NFL is getting a pretty good look at the two of them.
Against the Chargers, also a solid performance by the special teams, kicking and in the return game as well. But it was the defense that wasn't necessarily up to the level that I think you or they would want to be at. What are the fixes going into this game against the Ravens?
It's a lot of things. Some of it it'll be good to get our guys back out there. It's tough when you have to play with some guys that are trying to do special teams and play significant roles in your defense. But that not have a Joe Hayden out there and a K'Wan Williams, two guys that we expect to play at a high level. It's first is getting them back. Second of all, it's a lot of little details, and I thought we tackled better, but there were just a few times during the game where we gave up big plays at bad times, and there were all different reasons for it happening. But that's the shame of it is that when we watch the film, we're close, and you can never say, hey, take out these five plays and we played great. Well, it's a consistency thing. You have to play at a high level for the span of the entire game, especially in crunch time, and that's something we have not been able to do.
All right, as we turn the page to Baltimore, I think you had a great game in two phases against the Chargers. What do you have to do to have a great game in all three phases against this team?
Well, it starts with the preparation. So we got to have a good week of practice, understand who the Ravens are, how they're going to attack us. They ran the ball well against us both times last year. I think averaged probably 140 plus yards in the game. between the two games. And that's something that their offensive line is their strength. There's a chance Steve Smith's not going to play. I'll believe it when I see it, knowing him, knowing the competitor that he is. But, they represent a big challenge to our front seven. And that being said, that we still have to play great complementary football in the back end, that lock receivers up and force it to be a 9-against-9 game. And just as we did this past week, we have to tackle well.
Given their injuries at the receiver position and given that Justin Forsett and their lone win just rushed for 150 yards against the Steelers, is priority one stopping Justin Forsett in this game?
It is, because I think that's their whole mentality is to get ahead of the sticks as well. I mean, Joe Flacco and is very good in play action. If you can get him in, second and long where the pass is a little bit more predictable, you're in much better shape. But if it's, second and five or less or third and five or less, where the threat of run still exists, that you have to balance up and play a little bit more honest defensively and can't cheat it, can't get into some of your exotic pressures and coverages. And that's where they excel. So we know that we know they're going to run the football. They know they're going to run the football. And I think it's a matter of if we know it's coming, we've got to stop it.
Speaking of exotic coverages and blitzes, et cetera, how do you balance, for example, when you go against a team like the Ravens this week, they're depleted at wide receiver, balancing just saying, hey, let's just play coverage, these guys aren't that good, and we'll get there organically, versus blitzing and leaving people on the island?
Well, I think you have to mix it. I think you do. If you give anybody just a steady diet of one thing, it won't take long for an NFL staff or an NFL quarterback to figure that out and make in-game adjustments. That we have to speed up the quarterback's clock and force him into some bad throws. I know Steve Smith's not playing, but similar to what he talked about, overreacted to the San Diego situation, and they had their backups. They played. They got a whole week of practice, and they came out and were adequate, more than adequate. And I think it'll be the same with Baltimore. I think Akins is playing at a high level. Marlon Brown, I know, had a big year a couple years ago. Is very capable, big target. The tight ends all are big and can body it and get open. Forsett's a threat in the pass game. So just because they're down their leading receiver doesn't mean this is a group that we're necessarily going to sleep on.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. We'll be back in the next segment talking about the Duke Johnson when we return here on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk and Al.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. It's time now for the PNC Bank Film Breakdown. And we're going to take a look at an exciting play, 34-yard touchdown pass from Josh McCown to Duke Johnson. It featured John DeFilippo's trademark pre-snap motion and caught the Chargers in a bad coverage that the Browns took advantage of. Matt Wilhelm joined Duke Johnson on the practice field to break down that touchdown play. Matt?
Hey, Dog Pound, I'm here. Matt Wilhelm with Duke Johnson. Great game, although it was a loss against the San Diego Chargers. Your best performance. How did it feel to really get used the way you thought you'd be used being drafted here to Cleveland?
It feels great. We come out of practice every day. We emulate a lot of situations where I get the ball and dumps off. Quarterback first couple of reads not there. And I just catch the ball and make things happen. So I think that's something that we're just trying to continue to do. We're not even making a big emphasis on it, just quarterback go through progression, check down.
Nine receptions. He actually had more receptions than you did touches on the ground, but we'll take that. But the one play we're going to highlight today is the touchdown throw from Josh McCown. And walk us through the play. You break the huddle, you kind of came out in a tight formation, and then it was the explosion to empty. Just walk us through the play and your emphasis, and knowing once you got a linebacker in one-on-one coverage that you knew the football was probably going to come your way.
Yeah, when we came out, we broke the huddle. I think the whole plan of us expanded like that. It's just to try to confuse the defense, try to get them on their heels, and just try to make them come out and play base so they can't check it to nothing that could possibly stop the play. And when we came out, we got the look we were looking for. I had two linebackers out there. At first, they was confused on who have who. By the end of the day, it was two linebackers out there.
Right.
And we kind of figured that was the matchup we were looking for. And the only thing was to first snap the ball, get the playoff, and score a touchdown.
And obviously Josh McCown, with looking to the right, pulling Eric Weddle, the safety, over to the right side, and you making that move down the field, when did you know you had him?
I want to say when I ran a couple of yards and actually looked at the safety and seen the safety bailing the opposite way. I knew we had a great chance of completing the pass. Had to locate the ball first as I'm running, locate, and I can kind of feel myself drifting deeper and deeper into the end zone. So as I'm locating it, I'm finding out, I throw my hands up. So from here on, I start dragging early, and I caught it. Make sure I tap, tap, fall, and get up with the ball. Make sure I got my 2 feet in, control the ball all the way to the ground. We don't need one of those situations. Make sure I control it, keep it close to my body, score a touchdown.
There it is. Great play, man.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Thanks, Matt. Coach Duke Johnson, career high, 9 catches, 84 yards, the touchdown, 116 total yards. How much has he progressed in his first 4 games?
He has, and I think it's as a result of how we've practiced, and he's earned the trust of his teammates and Flip to use him, and he's showing now that he's healthy and ready to go that exactly what we thought he was going to be, that we could line him up on first and second down and run him inside, run him outside as a running back. And get teams in base defense and then be able to split them out.
It's time now for our favorite segment, hashtag AskPet. We're going to start with this one. When you decide to challenge a play, who are you getting input from on that?
We have a system in place. It starts with the coach's booth okay. because they all have monitor. The league requires you have to have replay monitors available to the coaches in the booth. So there are a lot of times where, especially if you're on a opposing stadium, that they're not going to give you that view,
let alone in that stadium. You couldn't even see those boards.
To get the view of it to make the decision from the field. The networks do a real good job of hitting you with replays, and sometimes it's frustrating. And I'm yelling at them, you know,
tell me what to do.
Tell me what to do, and it's not like it can go any faster for them. So they understand it. I feel good about when we challenge things, and this past Sunday was no different.
Is there a different style to the challenge flag throw? Because I've noticed you sometimes throw with a little more disdain than others. Sometimes you put it right at their feet to say, hey, you guys blew that one. Is that how much confidence you have in the outcome? Or is it just
No, it has nothing to do with the confidence in the outcome. I think it has to do with how I'm feeling at that particular moment in time, whether it's something I feel that was an obvious call in our favor or not in our favor, and we need to get it corrected. But
what goes into deciding who are the team captains each week?
Well, we made the decision a year ago as a staff and continued the tradition this year of having game captains. So we don't have anybody with the C on the jersey and have the same captains out each week. I like to roll that responsibility because it's a motivator, and I like to see different guys out there. And anybody that's been in our team room at the end of the season can see that that we take a captain's photo each week, and we have a victory. We get that photo blown up and framed, and it gets handed out to each captain, and it's a big
cool.
deal.
Very cool. And finally, what is a typical halftime like in the locker room? Because people don't realize how quick it is, right?
It is quick, and that's, to me, it's the biggest point. It's and I remember it used to be real tough when I was up in the booth as a coordinator, because you have to hang in and make calls right till the last second, till the half ends, and then it's, they got an elevator dedicated for you. You got to get on it, go down, and express, and then you got to be in shape. You're running, then you get to the locker room, you're huffing, it takes you a minute to get your breath back. But usually we like to we'll let the players just kind of be on their own. We have separate sides, offense, defense. I think our training staff and our strength conditioning staff do a good job of getting those guys hydrated, whatever they need. They need a towel, they need water, they need Gatorade. Then we get a bit of a self-scout report. This is what's working, this is what isn't working. What adjustments do we need to make from a call standpoint? Let's take this out, we can run this, or hey, listen, let's call it this and change it. So all those changes need to be made. Offensively, they're doing the same thing. What's worked, what hasn't? What did we really like coming into the game that we haven't called yet? We got guys that are kind of keep peeking at the clock, making sure that we're on schedule. And then there gets to be a certain point of time, hey, go get with your guys. So then everybody visits individually, then the coordinators will give them a minute or two with the positions, and then, hey, call them up as groups, address them, talk about anything schematic, and then I'll get the 2-minute warning, call up the team quick, talk to them for 30 seconds, and we're back out. But it's 12 minutes start to finish, so it rolls fast.
Coach, thank you so much, and good luck against the Ravens.
Great, thank you.
All right, we'll be back with Travis Benjamin. I'll sit down with the Rabbit when we return on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show here on News Channel 5.
Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show here, driven by Liberty Ford. And I'm joined now for our player interview by the one and only Travis Benjamin, the leading receiver of the Browns. Travis, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm very good. Travis, there's only been four games in 2015, and you've already set your career high in yards and in touchdowns. What is going on with you this season?
I say more focused, more determined to be great and go out there and just do what I can for the Browns organization.
All right, the first 2 weeks you played about 70 snaps, you saw seven targets. The last 2 weeks you played about 120 snaps, you've seen 20 targets to lead this team. So your workload's increasing, you're kind of taking on that role of an every down receiver. How do you feel that that's going so far?
I feel great knowing that each and every player I'm on the field, the ball can come my way. And every time I'm on the field, it gives us the offensive standpoint that it's an explosive play each and every time.
What kind of has been the key, though, to your personal success? Is this something you worked on in the offseason? Did you say, I want to come back and I want to be the best receiver I've ever been? What kind of has changed for you?
Work. Work and foremost, continue to pray about it and put God first, going out there and telling myself that coming to the last year of my contract, I want to be the best receiver out there on the field. And so far, the success has been great.
Knowing that your snaps have increased so much, you're running pretty much every single route, you're leading the team in targets, has your preparation changed in, say, the last 2 weeks, knowing that you're going to have that 60-snap workload compared to when you were, you know, out there 20, 30 snaps a game?
Continue to take care of my body from one point, knowing that my snap reps went up, and the more plays I'm in, the more tired my body get, but just continue to get massages, cold tub, and stay on top of the maintenance things I need to.
All right, you scored touchdowns from Johnny Manziel. You scored touchdowns from Josh McCown this year as well. What's it like with those two quarterbacks? What do they both bring to the table?
Competitiveness. Knowing that each and every play, every time the offense is on the field, the play doesn't stop. Scrimmage drill, going into the play, calling out the plays. And it's those guys, if we feel so much comfortable as an offense with those guys behind the huddle.
All right, for the people who don't know out there, talk about your nickname Rabbit and where that came from.
It came from my rookie year. Me and Coach Tabor, I told him a story about me catching Rabbit. So one day I was catching a punt. He was like, go get him, Rabbit. So it just stuck with me ever since then, and I love it.
Everybody in the Dog Pound loves it as well, and yes. We certainly like seeing what you're doing. Speaking of punt returns, and Coach Tabor, you know, over 20 yards last week, you've been the most explosive punt returner in the NFL. What's kind of been the difference there, just more confidence?
Yeah, more confidence and just – I didn't want to repeat what happened last year. I know we were kind of downside on the punt return game, and Coach Tabor harped on that. We have to be the top five punt return, and I'm just living up, and I'm just blessed to fulfill that role.
All right, what does this offense have to do to kind of keep the momentum of the last 2 weeks, specifically the last six quarters going against the Ravens?
Just keep going. Keep putting up those yards, keep putting up those points, and we just get it down packed with the offense and defense, and we just play a full game that we know we can as a Brown unit. It'll turn out to be great.
All right, what do you like to do in your free time? When you don't have to do anything football related, what does Travis Benjamin like to do to have a good time?
I'm a big video game person.
What's your favorite game?
Madden and 2K16. Okay. I play games all day.
Okay, yeah. Good. Who's your squad in Madden?
Madden, I go with the Browns and sometimes Green Bay. And in 2K,
nice.
I'm a Cleveland diehard.
Okay. Absolutely. How many targets a game do you get in Madden when you're running the Cleveland Browns offense?
I get like three every possession. I can throw myself like three passes.
As you should. And that's what's happening in real life. So it works out very well. Travis, thanks so much. Congrats on the early success and keep it going.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back wrapping up the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, when I return with my final thoughts right after this.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show. Quick reminder, we've got you covered right here on News Channel 5 leading up to the kickoff against the Ravens Sunday. At 11, we're going inside the Cleveland Browns with Dustin Fox and Sarah Carnes. And then at 11:30, it's Browns countdown from the quarter of 30th and Euclid as Andy Baskin and his crew lock it down with the best pregame show in town. And as always, Channel 5 is your official broadcast partner of the Cleveland Browns on air and online with special content you won't be able to get anywhere else. Also, on October 17th, come together with thousands of the Orange and Brown faithful at First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns 5K presented by University Hospitals and in association with Michelob Ultra. All participants will receive an official race shirt, a bone-shaped Dog Pound headband, an amazing finisher medal. Log on to ClevelandBrowns5K.com to register. And as always, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com to vote for our high school football game of the week. This Sunday will be the battle of 2-1-3 teams desperate to get a win and salvage the early part of their season. For the Browns, the focus is going to have to be on stopping Justin Forsett. He ran for 150 yards last week against the Steelers in the Ravens' lone win this season. And last year, Forsett averaged 6.2 yards per carry against the Browns. The Browns still are giving up the most rushing yards per game to opposing running backs. So Forsett against this run defense is going to be a key matchup. They're also going to have to get pressure on Joe Flacco. Now, Flacco's not going to have Steve Smith. They still don't have first-round pick Breshad Perriman. They are hurting in the passing game. But the Chargers were in the same position last week, and the Browns' pass defense didn't get the job done because they couldn't get pressure. This is a huge game for the defense because the Browns' offense right now is playing phenomenal football. Last week, both running backs over 100 total yards for the first time since 2004, and Josh McCown is second in the NFL in passing yards over the last 2 weeks. Can they keep their offensive momentum going and have the defense that has been much bandied about in the preseason finally live up to the expectations? If so, the Browns will go into Baltimore and they will come out with a big, big victory. We'll be back next week with more of the Mike Pettine Coaches Show as the Browns return home to take on Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Have a good night, everybody, and thanks for joining us here on News Channel 5.
This was the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford.